Skull eggs and sons of bitches, wibbly wobbly, officially official, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney. Oh my god, I found a map.
Is Yugoslavia on it?
Yeah, how old is this map? USSR?
No, Tennessee's on it.
Oh, that's outdated.
Here's.
Did we get rid of Tennessee? Could I miss something?
Well, inaccurate yet dead nuts on Disney podcast. Inappropriate on so many levels. And this week, we apologize for profusely for nothing.
No, that was when I read it the first time.
Well, you ruined the emphasis on taking a stand on that.
Well, my...
But the wrong emphasis on the syllable?
My microphone stands like leaning this way.
Well, then you need to lean in the proper direction.
Reading the notes on the prompter? Let's all talk at the same time.
Olaf is leaving. Disneyland owns the Iggy. I don't know what that means.
You're going to find out.
We made new Epcot pavilions.
That's our main topic.
All right.
This has been the worst intro since last week.
I have beard hair on my chapstick.
I have chapstick in my beard hair.
I thought she said sweet. Beard hair on my chest.
I do. I do indeed. I hit puberty, guys. It happened finally.
Congratulations.
All right.
Thanks.
Listen, this is just a special time in a person's life.
You're going to get a lot of weird feelings and thoughts.
You're going to have more fur.
Your armpits are going to cry.
Oh, wow.
Stinky tears.
What if they already do?
Good job.
All right. Glad we are all here to answer that question.
Oh, that's our show.
Good night, everybody.
Shana gives you puberty.
Well, we got an episode title. That was really cool. At least you live to see it.
That's true. That's very true.
What kind of weird thing is that to say?
Because he tries to fucking kill me every week. I made it to puberty. I'm like Benjamin Button. I'm going backwards. I made it back to puberty.
Like a puberty. Lucky you live to see it. Some kids don't.
You're making it so much worse.
You said it.
Thanks, Annie.
I'm joking about children dying, not me.
No, not children dying. Just one particular
just
one.
Me.
That one. So, tough room tonight. Okay, hold on.
No respect.
Let me cross off the dead child jokes. This is not going well at all.
And
I needed to bring it back after all this armpit burp talk.
No, it wasn't burp talk. Tears.
There was. Burp
armpit tears.
I see you.
What? What the hell's
wrong?
Can't
prove anything.
I want to be cool too.
Hey, you know what? Don't make fun of my prosthetic limb.
Josh,
I heard you gonna say, don't make fun of my prosthetic dick.
Why does it have pictures?
It's prosthetic because he plays solitaire too much.
So it can grab onto you.
Broke it right off.
Prosthetic seahorse.
Speaking of puberty.
Yeah. Prosthetic dicks
more
all
like
around.
You, birdie.
Maybirdie?
Uber?
Uberdie. Sounds super.
This is going well.
No, it's not. Don't lie to the listener. Also, I feel like there's a whole lot of visual gag. You know, I thought about this last week listening to our podcast. Because someone has to listen to it. There is a lot more visual gags going on this show than there used to be.
Like that audio one. Gag.
Annie, this is radio.
It was audio.
So what I was saying was...
There's just too much, too much gagging going on in general. Somebody has to. You're welcome. I went through puberty. I can tell dirty jokes now.
Yay! No, what I was going to say, though, instead of fixing the issue, I was just going to tell the listener that they should just watch the YouTube show instead. Because the visual gags are not going to stop. I don't know. That's... Notice I said listener and not listeners.
Just the one.
Shout out to
Tyson.
Tyson is a benevolent god.
That's a fun word.
You can use his name. He's like, it's fine.
Tyson, damn it.
But it's not as fun as Benvolio.
Benvolio? What?
Yeah. The guy from Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, that's what I
Benevolent
thought.
Always reminds me of Benvolio. No? Just me?
That's like the most random reference we've had in a while, I feel like.
Yeah, that's a little high class, though. That's...
Shakespeare out.
Damn. This is not the show for Shakespeare.
I mean, I can drink more and be stupid again. That's fine. I can go either way. You pick.
Yeah, Jordan takes a shot.
I wasn't complaining.
Okay, before we get going, I just have one question, though.
Oh, we're done?
What gives you the right?
Two questions. What gives you the right? I have three questions. Guys, stop adding to the pile. Damn it. We're never going to get through this. We should have an episode. Instead of listener questions, it's host questions.
But who do we ask the questions to?
We can ask the listener and then just sit here.
It's a real long episode.
We don't move until the listener answers.
We'll just make listening noises.
Josh will just have to skip that one because he can't not move.
Well, that's what my question was going to be, but it's over now because Josh was all hunched over and I was going to ask what he was doing.
He's playing with his toolbox.
Yeah, I was in the drawers.
Whatever happened to the news guy? The solitaire playing news guy.
It's his favorite game.
I got a paint gun in here. Here's a paint gun.
I don't feel like that answers Annie's question at all.
You had a paint gun incident.
Remember that Gold Girl and Goldfinger?
I thought you were going to say Golden Girls, and I got really excited.
I don't think there's like anything farther apart from Goldfinger and Golden Girls and Golden Grams. How did they cram all that Graham, by the way?
Golden Grams.
Jordan does love Golden Showers.
Or cheese, we're not sure.
Golden Showers. But also, with that color... Someone needs to hydrate.
I leave that bitmoji up for interpretation.
The one I got was not
out of the pump.
The cheese sauce?
Maybe it's like liquid gold. Like he's Scrooge McDucking.
In piss.
In molten
piss.
So quick, someone look up Scrooge McDucking on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, I'm on it.
Get on it, Josh.
Isn't most piss molten anyway?
What?
I mean, unless you're
cold outside.
Oh, no, that's the opposite. That's,
no, but when frozen. It's cold, then your pee feels hot. It does. You said it.
I regret starting this sentence. Guys,
I'm on
have
fire tonight, anymore. Guys. Keep it.
That's a weird way to say podcast. Scrooge McDucking. To dive and swim around in a large pile of gold coins to celebrate one's wealth.
That's boring.
Accurate. Get that on a mug.
That's the most legitimate Urban Dictionary entry I've ever seen.
I kind of want that on a mug.
Some kid probably did, and he's like, "Hey guys, yeah, look at me, Urban see? Dictionary." And everybody's like, "You asshole, that's not how this works."
Look up asshole.
Sunwise. Asshole orbiter.
Asshole orbiter.
And if it's not on there, I think that's...
Is it just a picture of John Lasseter? Too soon.
No. Nothing. Hey, why did he go on a leave of absence? I still don't know.
Because he allowed Olaf's Frozen Adventure to be put in front of Coco.
Hey, I asked that last week, and you guys said no.
We lied. No, you can't live download my comments.
I just did. Report.
Isn't red edit?
Involuntary pornography.
That one is accurate.
Josh, how is it involuntary? Riddle me this. I don't get it.
Fine.
Ooh, it was accidentally porn. I'm sorry. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe it's like when you're naked and you take a picture of a teapot.
And you're in the mirror trying to sell your house.
Yeah, and you look really good.
Yeah. And your teapot looks like shit.
You're just like crushing it from every angle.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever looked good in a teapot.
Yeah, they're pretty short and stout.
I mean, could you even imagine being in a teapot? So cramped in there.
Nobody wants to see
it. It depends on how big the teapot is.
What about my handle?
What if it's like Guinness Book of World Records, largest teapot? Then we could have a party in there.
Guys, I'm getting all steamed up here.
It's so stupid, you have to stop.
I can't. Oh,
the song's almost over. But I can't think of anything.
Don't shout. Do not.
We're just going to tip this over and pour it out. All right. Guys, I'm Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. What's up? Glad we got
us all here.
Yeah, what are you guys doing here? I'm Jake.
What are you guys doing in my teapot?
It was Jake in the conservatory with the candlestick.
Wow. So you're the host and the murderer?
Isn't that usually how it is? But not the murderer.
The host is the victim, usually.
Way to play your hand early.
Oh, good. You're all here. We have to investigate this murder that I committed.
It happened before you guys were even here, and I was the only one here. Let's solve this case.
Wait a minute. No, you're the murderer. Oh, man, how'd you know?
You guys are good. You guys are good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do we still get dinner?
No dinner. You failed.
Do you guys still want to stay here all weekend? I mean, I had your rooms made.
I haven't put little mints on the pillows. I mean, we can't let those go to waste.
Wait,
thought we could go out on the
boat. On the pillow?
Did you say mints or mints?
Mints.
On the pillow.
Little mints. He leaves little mints on his pillow.
That does happen. Why?
Shouldn't use your pillow for that.
You know, sometimes...
You only have one. You have to be careful.
Tell me about it. You gotta dodge that shit. What are we talking about? Pillow mints.
You play
right?
Dodgeball with little mints on your pillow?
Gross. It keeps me agile.
I mean, it's better than solitaire.
Or the same Jake. Thing. Oh, yeah, I'm Josh.
There we go!
I'm Andy Stumfrenchina.
I'm Annie.
I'm Jordan.
Good order.
Hey, Jordan sounded a little bit more chipper this week.
What's
wrong, buddy?
What?
That's not chipper, that's Jordan.
Wah, 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 wah.
We should tell Jordan's Disney news.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. But first, when our powers combine, we are... Jordan. Hey, let's talk some Disney.
Wait, what?
Let's talk some Disney.
We're every Jordan. It's all in us.
We are the Jordan. We are the Muffin.
Who sang that song, I'm Every Woman? Was that?
Yeah, that's what she was singing.
Yeah.
Every Jordan.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, okay.
Not We Are the World.
So next week's episode, all we do is replace song lyrics with Jordan.
It's a really good disaster hour idea.
I think that's great. We can just replace all of our names and song lyrics.
With Jordan.
Jordan, Jordan.
Domo arigato, Mr. Giordano.
That's a good one.
I didn't know Jordan knew Japanese. That's amazing.
Well,
Jack. He knows French too, apparently. Smart ass.
The songs are so good. That was good.
We.
We.
All of us?
I laughed at that message.
Only if you need to.
You did. You said, ha ha ha.
I just always like when it says, you laughed at.
Yeah, because it pops up a whole notification to say, Annie laughed at this message. Thanks, Annie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I think they need to make one that says, like, Annie thought this was dumb as shit.
You're welcome.
What can I say? Did Josh fall out of his chair?
No, I just said Josh is toolbox.
You need a far quieter chair, sir. Wow, he's sitting down already?
Fell into your chair.
Oh, what are we for this? Are we talking what? Disney?
let's do
you
this.
You're going to plug Jordan.
Yeah, don't do that.
Whoa.
Quadruple fist bump.
Wow. Yeah.
Way to go.
This is loud.
Don't patronize me, please.
Do you guys hear this one?
Yes, it's very loud. I need you to stop.
It sounds like one of those instruments with the stick with the little thingy. Like
one of those ratchets.
Oh, those things, right.
No, it was a ratchet.
I didn't know you could beatbox, Annie.
Oh, my God. Look at the screwdriver I have.
Burnt.
Wow, you can stick that there and get grounded with that thing.
That's not a screwdriver. Isn't that Excalibur?
Congratulations, Josh is king.
That is not a hotel in Las Vegas. Jeez.
Not a very good hotel either.
No, it's just a river in Egypt.
Excalibur? Why?
That's denial.
No, it's not.
My computer keeps telling me to move my microphone.
Anyway, Jordan, do you want to tell your news or does someone else?
Wait, I had news?
You do have news. You were featured in a prominent article website. Oh man, I lost steam.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I did have news. Yeah, so I talked on the podcast a couple months ago that my wife and I got married on the Disney Dream. Well, the photographer that we hired, her name is Stephanie Caldwell. She's an amazing photographer. So if you're in the Florida area and you're going to do a Disney wedding, please look up Stephanie Caldwell and Caldwell Photography Studio. Highly recommended. And she's really funny. She's awesome, funny, and a great photographer.
Did you say she's really fine?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. She's really fine. She's... I mean... Sure. Stephanie, if you're listening, you're great.
And fine.
And anyway.
Oh, I am.
On her Instagram, she posted a photo of our wedding for her photography studio. Well, I guess the folks over who run the Disney Weddings blog saw the picture and sent an email asking her if they could use it. But she had to ask us if it was okay. Like, we essentially had to give her permission to use the photo of us to give to Disney blogs for their Instagram account. So we said sure, and then somebody ended up from somebody from the Disney blog, weddings blog, ended up emailing my wife and asking if my wife, if that just never gets old. And said, hey, you know, we really liked your photos, and we don't have a lot of write-ups on cruise weddings. Would you be open to answering a few questions and with maybe like having the potential of being featured on the blog? And Chelsea said, sure. And, we got an email with some questions. Chelsea answered them all, and about a week and a half later, I got a text from Chelsea, and it was the link to the Disney wedding blogs, and they had published the story about us. So I thought that was pretty cool.
It was awesome.
It's super cool. Yeah.
There's a number of our wedding photos there. So if you go to the Disney weddings blog, I don't think so. They clearly
have your autograph.
Yeah. all right.
The pictures were really good, though. They were really nice.
Yeah, really good pictures. But I just realized Disney published a Mickey Mutineer. Suckers.
Yeah, I was about to say they clearly haven't heard the show.
Yeah,
are you sure? It could be our one listener.
I showed my non-Disney fan friend. She really liked the one with the sun coming through the window.
That was a good one. I like that one a lot. I'm kind of bummed that they didn't use any of the pictures with my David Pumpkin suit.
I looked for that.
I wonder why.
I was too. I flipped through all of them. I was like, oh,
they
man.
They couldn't have thrown one in there.
Chelsea goes, what? I was like, I really wanted to see a picture of my David Pumpkin suit on the Disney Weddings blog. So if you go to the Disney Weddings blog and you go to like the Ever After stories or the link, look for Chelsea and Jordan, and you'll see our story.
Thanks, Jordan.
You're welcome.
No, wait.
You're welcome. Yeah. Wait.
Now I'm confused.
We're all welcome.
Good job. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I'm Jordan.
I'm Jordan.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on a minute here. Well, then who is Annie?
Jordan.
Wait, but then which one of you is the murderer?
Josh.
Wait.
What?
That would be Jake, but Jake is Jordan, but I'm Jordan.
Exactly.
Holy shit, guys. Oh, my God.
It's like one of those movies where in the end...
I just found something out about myself I don't want to admit.
You've been the same person the whole time. And you're the murderer.
But then who was phoned?
So, congratulations, Disney Wedding Blog, for publishing a murderer.
Wait, no.
There you go.
I'm not agreeing to that one. I don't want my stuff taken down now.
Well, it's on this podcast, so it's already immortalized.
Well, Bob Iger listens to this, so he's probably already on the phone with the Disney Wedding Blog people.
More pictures of this man.
Hold on, I'm gonna look.
Why did you include a photo of the David S. Pumpkin suit? That's my Bob Iger voice.
Why do I just imagine Bob Iger is J. Jonah Jameson? Bring me more pictures of Duncan. Make sure he's in a suit.
That's how you run a car.
So, next up in Disney news, that snowman short is leaving Coco.
That snowman short.
But not until the 8th.
Yeah.
So if you want to see it, you still have 4 days.
Also, you're the only one.
Really? They're going to play it in the theater at Hollywood Studios on a loop. Just wait, it's coming.
No.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen, trust.
The Chinese theater, though.
But that's closed.
That's fine.
They're going to replace the Frozen After sing-along with just a continuous loop of that 10-minute short.
I want a loop of that little teaser trailer for Frozen that came out way back in the day.
The one that was just like Olaf and
Olaf's
Sven?
Nose, yeah. Flies off. And Sven tries to eat it.
I remember on this here program saying, what the hell is this?
You were wrong.
It was very Ice Age-y. And then the movie was not like that at all. That was very wrong.
Never judge a movie by its teaser.
Well, what about if it looks good? Doesn't that qualify as judging?
I don't know. Yeah.
Are we all supposed to be indifferent about every teaser?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. I got that in stereo.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
That was news. Next up in news, last bit of news item this week.
It's not even news. That was always the plan.
What?
It was always leaving.
Was it?
Always leaving.
Yes. Everyone's crafted this whole narrative where, like, Disney had to put it on because they didn't believe in Coco, and now they have to take it away. It was always the plan.
Oh, I mean, I don't know about that part of the narrative, but I didn't know it was always the plan to take it away.
Yes. I mean, you can look it up.
Oh, well, that changes the entire news story.
Because it's not news, it's fake news.
I knew it!
Oh, God, I hate that phrase so much.
Damn liberal media got to me.
That was the sound of Jordan slapping me. You all hear it?
I heard it loud and clear.
Through the internet.
But a person that commits assault like that would never be a murderer, right?
Murderer.
Murderer. Remember Josh?
Just gonna keep doing it every time.
I'm still here.
Okay, just making sure. Like, I'm expecting you to fall asleep and we're just gonna hear you sit down again.
You just hear him hit the ground.
Oh, I just see a tuft of hair.
Jake's bitching every time I touch anything, so.
God, Jake, stop bitching.
Ducks get that little tuft of hair every now and then.
Sorry, I just woke up.
Do ducks have hair?
I feel like you go to the park and there's like a bunch of ducks and one always has like a weird like hairball.
It's because some asshole is throwing fireworks at him.
One time when I was in Magic Kingdom, we were sitting outside Casey's and a duck came up to me with half a beak.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's so gross.
But it was just half of the top part of the beak.
I don't want any. Oh, so
was it freshly broken or had it been broken?
I don't know.
Did you ask the duck? Like, excuse me, Mr.
Well,
Duck.
Well, no, are you?
Hey, when did this happen? In the center of Tootsie.
But no, you could tell, like, if it was like a fresh break. Ducks with broken beaks and send them to Annie.
That is a terrible idea.
No, don't. That would. Why?
They can just lick you.
They can 3D.
Do they have tongues?
Yeah, I did see his tongue kind of stick out.
You could adopt ducks with only partial beaks, and be all on the cheesy Facebook videos like the people that take in dogs with three legs.
Built
and you
ducks.
Can have a little kiddie pool, and you could take
I'll
care of them.
Charity to help gross-looking animals.
And you can make prosthetic beaks for them.
Help them get jobs. Be functional members of society.
Help them get their lives back in order.
I was just going to buy like a rifle.
Annie's ugly animal halfway house.
We
please
need to
know
get
the fact that Annie just said she was going to kill all of them.
Shoot him dead.
You are too ugly, sir.
Where the fuck is your beak?
House.
Damn.
I rehabilitate them to death.
You'll never be accepted. Goodbye.
All right. Next up in news. Hey guys, get this. Did you hear this one?
Yeah.
You heard the other one. Disneyland was the most photographed location on Instagram for 2017.
Still 2017 though.
I don't think anyone's gonna like take the lead. What?
Somebody could push.
I don't know, man. We still have 3.5 weeks. Anything can happen.
Knott's Berry's Farm is like, come on, guys. We're going to take this back.
Wow. You didn't take that opportunity to make a Lagoon joke. I'm really surprised.
Damn it.
I don't know what's become of this podcast.
I'm blaming that one on Josh. I at least made an attempt for a joke.
I'm not even here. Fuck you guys.
Now's garage is talking. We're in trouble.
Anyway, it's Lagoon's a close third. That's the entire news story. That's all I got. I mean, there's one more detail.
I will file that under Who Cares?
It was a slow news week, Josh.
What's that?
It was a slow news week. I found that like 15 That's minutes ago. Anyway, on to our main topic. Right? Is it time? Yes. Which this week...
of our main topic...
all covered in cheese?
You never stop to listen to me. It's a horrible idea. You're supposed to plow onward.
You just keep talking.
So anyway.
Oh, we need to do...
this week, our main topic is Jordan here to introduce our main topic.
So our main topic... is and will be introduced by Annie.
All right, so our main topic today, if you would, Shayna, please.
Yeah, our main topic is going to be announced in French tonight by Josh.
Sacre bleu!
Holy shit! That's broken. Okay, that was good.
And that's our show.
Yeah, it was a hell of a main topic.
Nice main topic, pass the buck.
Pass the duck?
Only half the bill, though.
Yes. Wait, do we have to call that back?
Duck, what happened to you? We split the bill. I should have said that first.
You just made...
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, Jake, what if you had a gigantic teapot full of ducks with half their bills?
Why would you... What?
Yeah.
How many, like, that wouldn't even fit one duck.
She said a giant
teapot. No, I already said giant teapot.
I would start...
So instead of having a dance party, we'll just keep ducks
in it. Like
three
ducks at the most.
I mean, it depends on how big the teapot is.
How many ducks do you need? She said it was a giant teapot.
It's giant. It's huge.
That could be the size of a house.
It could be as big as a house. You never know.
It could be the size of a mountain for all we care.
Could be.
That holds so many. That holds like all the ducks.
All the ducks.
All the ducks. This is not even
close
to our
main topic. And then you could just throw bread in there.
Yeah, main topic is...
You're going to give the ducks gas. They can't handle bread.
Teapot dome.
That's better than French fries.
Teapot duck scandal.
Okay.
Better than feeding
them KFC. I had like three
jokes
and I decided... Damn it. What did you say, Josh?
Better than feeding them KFC.
No, that's hilarious. I love
cannibalistic
ducks.
You should give them Popeyes instead. It's way better.
Is Popeyes good?
Popeyes is great.
We're getting our first Popeyes just down the street. It's about to
open.
Oh,
man. You have to be there day one.
Yep.
No,
you can't fuck with those biscuits, son.
You got to get the spicy chicken, you got to get the red beans and rice, and you got to get two biscuits.
Smart.
Two biscuits. What's a two biscuit?
Two biscuits. Two biscuit.
They have good fries.
Two big butts.
So our main topic this week is we made Epcot pavilions.
Annie clearly did not.
It was a really good, thorough explanation. The listener's going to be excited now.
It was great. Tune in next week.
We did a thing.
It was
we
pretty cool.
We made things. Okay, bye.
I liked mine. It was all right. I made mine out of cereal boxes and plastic.
I made mine out of teapots.
It's weird. Mine's made out of ducks with half beaks.
No, the mouths can be neighbors.
Mine's made out of the other half of the beaks.
Suddenly, Josh is the weirdo.
Hey, everybody has to have a hobby, man.
Yeah. I'm not judging.
Mine's collecting half beaks.
He has tape now. Why not?
That's what ducks.
He's made out of tape and half beaks.
Duck jewelry out of those beaks. It's a nice pair of earrings.
We're never getting to this main topic.
Oh, you can send a pair to Joe Brody.
You say that like you're not the person who does it.
I've tried to introduce it twice. The first time Jordan failed me. Second time I got called out.
You have one job.
It's technically Josh's job. He's the showrunner and the glue that holds us together.
Wait, that's not what a showrunner is.
Oh.
Whatever you think it is, it's not.
I think we just solved the podcast problem.
He just runs up the show. Is that what you think it is? Where'd it go? You're the showrunner. Run it. Run the show.
It's not what a showrunner does. I mean, it's kind of in his title. Kind of.
We're fucked.
Yeah, it's just taking me this long to realize that. No, not in a teapot.
It truly has.
So Jordan had this idea where we were going to make just brand new Epcot pavilions. We each came up with one. We were going to share them here, right now. Does everyone have theirs ready?
Almost here, pod cart.
Don't make fun of the pod cart, Annie.
Yes.
What's a pod cart ever do to you?
Where do I begin?
What's a pod cart with you?
What's so, how that joke works at all.
Here you go first, though, Shayna. Just for that last remark that you just made.
I'm not ready.
You had all day to come up with an entire pavilion. Why aren't you ready?
Because I knew I would go last. And I
Tony Stark did this in a cave. With a box of scraps!
I'm not ready.
Well, just show us what you have.
Good.
Nothing. Good. Right. I'll go last.
Josh,
I'm that kid in class.
I ain't got shit, man.
Right. We're off to a great start.
I have the start, but that's as far as it went.
Well, let's start there.
My helper started doing other things.
Oh. Who's your helper?
Vanessa.
So by helper, you mean you asked her to come up with an idea for you?
Well, I told her what our topic was, and she said I had to do New Zealand. And I said I've never been there, know nothing of it. And she just said, I don't care.
If only you knew someone from New Zealand.
Right?
That you can maybe ask.
Right now.
Sheep and...
Well, that was my response. It's like,
who's the mother?
It's like, Disney already has a petting zoo.
Oh, but then you can have like a meet and greet with Vanessa instead of a princess. You can just meet Vanessa.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it be fun? It'd
be great if you had a meet and greet with the Flight of the Conchords.
And Cord.
Hey, he was a big, one of them was a big shiny crab.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Same guy was also talking to.
Jermaine Jackson?
No, Jermaine Clement.
Jermaine Clement. Jermaine Jackson was part of the Jackson 5.
I know, I'm kidding.
Oh.
It was a really bad joke.
How dare you?
I know.
But no, she said like the main building could be like a Maori meeting house. And then they could have a ride with the tribal canoes, which look like Polynesian Viking boats.
Well, I was just going to say, aren't you just describing the Polynesian resort?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's even a New Zealand building at the Polynesian Resort.
Oh, it's the building that looks like every other building in the resort.
That's racist, Josh. Yikes. Do they all look the same to you?
He's right.
The buildings all look the same.
How dare you? How dare you come on this podcast and insult an entire culture?
Of buildings?
What a jerk.
I don't think the buildings give a fuck.
They might. Did you ask?
The buildings have feelings too.
Yeah, it's so, like, small-minded of you.
It's 2017. They've got feelings.
Not until 2020. They get feelings.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
When's that on, 10?
Right before hindsight.
Oh, God, that was really
horrible.
That was a bad one.
Yeah, let's all just download that one into oblivion. It doesn't count if you just say the
word.
I'm
reporting it for breaking Reddit.
All right, I will tell the showrunner. Jordan, do you have a pavilion?
Yeah, I mean, I came equipped with a couple, just in case. My first pavilion is going to be an Epcot pavilion.
So it's pavilion.
No, it's a pavilion in the middle of World Showcase. That's just a miniature version of Epcot.
So that way, you're gonna get wet.
Oh, like when you go to the Epcot pavilion, then you can just go visit all of Epcot at once.
Yeah. Does the little Epcot pavilion have a little Epcot pavilion?
I mean, it can.
It just gets smaller and smaller all the way down.
This actually ties into my pavilion idea. And now I'm a little freaked out.
Oh, but then if you did that, then you could just say it was like those Russian dolls and they're all just stacked in each other.
Fucking nesting pavilions.
I mean, it'd be hard to
open nesting pavilion
and put a smaller Epcot in it, I guess, but I mean, this is just already built. Like, it's just like in the let's just put it right next to the American Pavilion.
What if
let's
you
just
did
put
like
it on top of the American Pavilion,
upside down Epcot, underneath?
Oh,
and then it's just like
it's like scary. The upside down.
And there, yeah, and there's
let's
like,
say
there's
all
like,
the cast members are Demogorgons.
Yeah, and then you die.
But well, if it was upside down, all the water would fall out of the seas.
Not if it's got a lid on it.
I don't know what was worse, mine or hers.
Come on, Jake.
You just can't open the door and the
hydrolator
in the
You can't open the door and the hydrolator anyway.
You just pass, can't let Jake in it.
You pass the American Pavilion,
that
and then there's a smaller version of Spaceship Earth, and you can't ride it, obviously. You're too big for it. So you just walk past it, and then you're kind of in Future World again. And you walk towards the back of the pavilion, and you go to the left, you're in Mexico. But you were just in Mexico, and you just kind of take a minute
to Mexico
world.
Again.
Right. And you can go through that Epcot a lot faster than the real Epcot.
The lines are shorter.
Okay, so what if you did this, but all of your tiny Epcot was attached kind of like Legos, and you could rearrange Epcot and then confuse people?
No.
Like only certain people would know that you could move stuff around, and you could say, hey, go in here. This is a small version, so you know what it looks like. What? And then they'll be like, where the fuck is Spaceship Earth? Because you moved it somewhere else, and they won't know.
What if you made Spaceship Earth a Three Caballeros ride?
What?
No.
You guys are...
That's
awesome. You guys are messing up my dream.
Since 2014.
Every episode of this podcast.
Slowly.
All right, I'm done. Who's next?
Surely.
Annie's
but
next.
You said you had like three ideas or some shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing them all in a row.
Yeah. Okay, well, I had an idea about, like, what if there was a pavilion that, like, celebrated, like, the human body and that kind of thing. We call it Wonders of Life.
Weird, I had this idea, too.
We could put, like all kinds of stuff just about, like, the human body in there.
I don't think it'll work.
Will it teach you about puberty? Close it
right now.
I don't know where you would put it.
Right in the middle.
There's space in it.
There's not really room.
There's a pavilion next to the closed energy pavilion.
That's Spaceship Earth.
No, the other side of it.
Oh, that's a swamp. She's not wrong.
The festival space. Festival pavilion.
I just had a thought.
They should have a drinking around the world pavilion.
Well, hold on. So Star Tours is going to have to be moved.
We can put that in my Epcot pavilion.
Drink around the world, you could real
drink
quick.
Around the world in like two, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Hold on, back to the human body pavilion. So, Star Tours isn't in Star Wars Land. They're gonna have to move it. Let's take those, refurbish them, and put them in a ride in this body pavilion.
Based on the movie Inner Space.
Yeah. And we'll call it Body Tours.
Jake, you're a genius. You're a brilliant man.
This is going a little far.
I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right. The creator is sold on my idea. This is good. And then we'll have a movie where babies says where babies come from.
But you mean Boss like Baby?
But it's a lot.
But we can't afford Alec Baldwin. We'll have to get Martin Short.
What about Tobes Maguire? Tobes McGobes.
I don't know who that is.
Tobes McGobes, I like it.
Will it be a live performance?
Yes.
And it will be in. Will it be in spoken word form?
It will not. It will be
interpretive dance.
I mean, I'm pretty sure some words will be spoken.
Be Tobes McGobes.
Maybe yelled.
So then we can get Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins, did you say?
Yeah. It's going to be spoken word. I want Henry Rollins.
I think everything needs more Henry Rollins.
I know.
Especially Stephen Baldwin.
And Martin Short.
Where's Martin Short?
Dennis Quaid.
Wait, Randy Quaid?
Yes.
Are we just naming people now?
Every Quaid.
Snorkel.
Just be Quaids, as far as the eye can see. Wadawal Quaid.
How many Quaids are there?
There's got to be more Quaids than that.
Just the two.
Maybe like seven?
I don't know. I'll look in the phone book.
They disappeared. What the hell's a phone book?
YellowPages.com, Annie.
Hello, are you related to Dennis Quaid?
Just say Dennis.
Oh, so you're not related to Dennis. It must be Randy. We're sorry.
But they're brothers.
Dang these kids. Another prank call.
Do you have Randy Quaid in a can?
Prank call every goddamn
damn kids. Excuse stay me. Off my landline.
Excuse me, guys. Is your Dennis Quaid running?
No, that's Randy Quaid.
Andy's in Canada.
He's only dude, running because Hollywood's trying
Randy
to murder
Quaid
him.
Randy Quaid in a can.
We're going to let him out because he is suffocating.
You don't want to open the door. It probably smells terrible in there.
Shutter's full.
He's in the can. Because he's in the can.
He's in the can.
What is that noise?
Three Caballeros ride in Spaceship Earth. Demonstrated ride.
Okay, I came up with a pavilion. The Halls of Gravy.
Halls of Gravy.
Isn't that the American Pavilion anyways?
Like just, cough drops, gravy-flavored cough drops.
Oh,
the
God.
The history of gravy. The boat ride through the history of gravy, but you're in gravy.
The boat ride through now gravy.
But what kind of gravy?
Angel B.
all the kinds of gravy.
Just have a meat and gravy version of Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory. Southern sausage gravy.
Yeah. Meat
gravy. Mushroom gravy.
Arby's Factory.
Just waterfalls of gravy. Just.
God, could you imagine the smell in there?
It would be amazing. Oh, in the boats really look like bread bowls. The boats are bread bowls.
It would smell like after Randy Quaid uses pan.
He smells like gravy.
It's like the first 10 minutes of every day would smell nice, and then it just gets worse
and crusty.
Crusty.
And it gets that skin on it.
Yeah.
Cast member come through and peel the skin off the gravy so it can keep flowing.
With a big stick.
I'm crying. That's
actually the upcharge attraction in the halls of gravy.
It needs some kind of Oompa Loompa.
Ted.
And then the walking tours walking the gravy.
Ew.
Got big rubber boots.
And there's just half-beaked ducks just everywhere.
Just slurping up the gravy.
I give you a bunch of like
just scooping with their bottom.
They give you like the waders that you wear when you go fishing, and you walk through it, and you pick ducks up out of the gravy, and you can take them out with you.
Guys, people are eating breakfast when they listen to this.
All is Charlie.
I got the brown ticket.
The golden duck speak.
Entered a contest and I lost.
This is awful. Who?
My real idea.
Who listens to this?
This was supposed to be about 45 seconds of a joke.
But it's the best pavilion we've got so far.
Episode, really.
No. My real pavilion is not gravy at all. Was back to Jordan's pavilion of everything getting smaller and smaller in the nesting. There should be a quantum pavilion where you learn all about atoms and particles, and you can see. Now I feel weird because I got all serious. Everyone's just like,
"You mean we're supposed to learn stuff at Epcot, Jake? What the hell?"
Well, hold on, it gets better. So, you know how Mission Space is like an updated version of Mission to Mars?
Okay.
We take an updated version of Journey to Inner Space and put it in the Quantum Pavilion. I don't know how the ride's going to be. Just update everything. You can even put Ant-Man in there if you want to.
Magnification.
Can I possibly survive?
Personification.
No, this is another personality.
Molecule.
Anyway, I just want to bring back Adventures Through Inner Space and put it in the Quantum Pavilion. And then you can have a playground area where kids practice splitting atoms.
That sounds safe.
It'll be a blast!
Wow.
You're blat, really.
Good night, folks!
Wow.
But I do like the idea of a Quantum Pavilion. But it has to be big. Just
question.
Yeah, Jordan.
Will it show episodes of Quantum Leap?
Yes.
Next question.
Will there be gravy?
No, that's preposterous. You could put Ant-Man in it though.
That goes in the gravy pavilion.
Ant-Man?
I guess
he would never fucking find him.
Why are we putting ants in the gravy?
How would you find
him? Why are we talking about gravy?
God. I love that game. Ants in the gravy.
I have never
put ants in the gravy. Classic.
Yeah.
Sounds dirty.
Look that one up on Urban Dictionary, Josh.
Get a strainer and some cheesecloth and you can get them right out.
That's what she said. Maybe.
So
she might have.
And then the restaurant for this pavilion just serves little tiny meals.
I love tiny things.
They should have one of those places where you eat like air and stuff.
Like an oxygen bar?
No.
Oh.
What's that, like, molecular gastronomy or whatever the fuck?
I think it's molecular gastronomy.
Where they just, like, have, like, gases and weird things that I don't understand.
All I'm thinking is air-puffed yogurt.
That's exactly
or that freeze-dried shit. I don't think it's
that at all.
Air-puffed duck.
On the half bill.
Serve it like oysters on a half bill.
Are you serving on a half bill?
I like it.
Are you serving the duck on its own bill?
Yes.
Gross. Why'd you have to take it a step further? It was fine where it was.
You know, I thought it was gross, and then I realized that's what we really do with oysters.
Hot sauce used duck sauce.
Everything about oysters is gross.
Rabbit sauce.
Duck sauce.
Rabbit sauce.
Duck sauce.
Rabbit sauce.
Neither of you has a tiny sign.
Give me
you
a
don't know that.
It won't be the same. It won't be on a little stick. You can't just write it down. What kind of amateur prop making is this? Can't even see it.
Well, if the sign says something.
Jake again.
I'm going to start a pavilion where you throw Jake in it and lock the door and we all leave.
That's the hydrolators. We have a pavilion already.
That's don't want to stay there too long. You get hydrothermia.
All right, Shayna, your turn.
Well, see, I had an idea, but it's not fun.
What is it?
And I think I did it on another podcast before, so that's even less fun.
So, just say it.
I want a Grease Pavilion on World Showcase, or maybe I said it on here. I don't remember.
Grease is the word.
Yeah, not like...
You are the one I want.
Not like Summer Love in Grease, like...
Like Grease Lightning?
Like
Grease?
After, like when Sandy's all slutty.
Yeah, when she's all like a badass.
Or Grease 2.
With Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, that one was shit.
Need a cool rider.
I don't understand. Yeah, why do you want a Grease Pavilion?
I was going to add a country, and that's what I would add.
A whole song about reproduction in that movie. That could go in my pavilion.
I could.
A Grease Pavilion would be cool.
Opa!
Wouldn't it be fun, though? Opa! No. Then we could break plates.
Opa, no
you could eat yogurt.
I think the...
and then we can have John Stamos.
John Stamos meet and greets?
Yes.
He does like Disney.
He does. Well, his wife, future wife does.
So does he. He owns the Disneyland Marquee.
Oh, that's that's true. I forgot about that.
And he proposed in the animation building at California Adventure.
I like that you know some information about John Stamos.
Well, it was all over Twitter that one day.
It's John Stamos. Hey!
That's no.
That's cool, dude.
That's Fonzie.
Wait, you got it, dude.
That's Fonzie.
The Grease Pavilion should have a Mount Olympus.
And everyone can climb it. Yeah, that would be super cool. There's nothing here.
Hercules beat Greet.
No, just a.
Ooh, a little Hercules sing along would be fun.
No, a Hercules.
There's songs in that movie.
Obstacle course.
Yeah.
Zero to hero.
Oh yeah.
So like the actual
American Gladiators, but like Hercules themed. That
I Won't Say I'm in Love song, and Go the Distance.
And wasn't there a llama in there? Because I like that.
He's going the distance.
He's going
for speed.
Ooh, what if there was a cake pavilion?
Ooh,
like that would be cake. Inside the Grease Pavilion.
I am on board with the cake pavilion. random cakes just as far as the eye can see to the end of the room.
You'd like all cake songs on the continuous loop through there, but they would all sound the same.
So it'd be
same.
Like two songs?
All cake songs
on the it would all sound loop.
Why does this voice keep saying that? Why is it so monotone? That's cake.
They're eating and eating and eating the cake.
Churning and yearning, they go to the pavilion.
Oh, hey, I learned something the other day.
Was it cake?
He's going to Epcot.
He's going today.
We're going to see.
No, this is completely unrelated to what we're talking about.
Well, that's not what we do on this show, Josh.
Oh, okay. I'll keep it then.
Jordan, what's your other idea?
No, Josh.
Wait, and I feel like a dick.
No, my actually my next idea was a Josh Pavilion. So take it, Josh.
Jesus.
Not Jesus, Josh.
Actually, hold on.
It's the same name.
It's the same name.
Same dude.
No, wait.
Do I have to add, do I have to add historical context to that?
No, I know it's the same dude. I know it's the same dude.
Okay.
Let's go in my Stephen Baldwin pavilion.
It's just called Biodome.
And living with the land. And we could put Pauly Shore in there.
If Stephen Baldwin was a
cool guy,
that's the end of that sentence.
Oh, you just have to dig
Brendan through Fraser.
Josh's old beard to find some treasures.
I want a Pauly Shore pavilion now.
Nobody wants a Pauly Shore pavilion.
Pauly Shore.
I just said I do.
Bought and paid for by the Mitzi Shore pavilion. That was a good joke for anyone who nothing.
Isn't that his mom?
Dinosaur?
Yes, it's his mom, and basically
they opened up a comedy. They've opened up a comedy club.
Yeah, the comedy store.
Yeah.
He was her son.
Oh, and then they can literally say your mom owns a comedy club.
Yeah, it'll make sense.
She does.
If I had to make a legitimate pavilion, I want an Egypt pavilion.
That would be awesome.
And you would have the three pyramids. And one of the pyramids will have a boat ride, and it would be going up the Nile or down the Nile. Into the Mediterranean.
Well, make up your mind.
Well, it flows towards the Mediterranean, so technically
now it goes both ways. Down here.
So
there's no up on a flat earth.
And then so I guess the around the actual pavilion.
Punch yourself, Jake.
Each building could be a different area of Egypt. Like a building could be Alexandria, and then
that was part of Greece.
They have a nice library.
Well, if only we could.
Thanks, the Phoenicians, for the library.
Or blame those Phoenicians for the library. Just saying.
Jordan's like, I'm done.
Continue. Well, I had a good idea, I thought.
No, I like this idea.
You left off at Alexandria.
Keep going.
What kind of food is there going to be? That's what I want to know.
There's going to be a lot of grain.
Ooh, ancient grains.
So, yes.
Can we put it next door to Shayna's Grease Pavilion?
I think you'll have to. You can't, like, when you're on the boat ride for the Nile, you can't put your hands in the water because they might get eaten by a crocodile.
Or covered in blood.
Yeah. Very biblical.
And I guess, like, right at the front of the pavilion, we'll have a sphinx, which may or may not have a hidden chamber underneath its right paw.
And people may or may not get really drunk and climb it.
Will lasers shoot out of its eyes?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that sure. Happens now, right?
That happened, like, real sphinxes do that, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Every day.
Like how Jordan just made a cat pavilion.
There's
I didn't even think about that.
You did. That's what this is about, isn't it?
You could do
literally a culture that worships cats.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't even think of that. I did that subconsciously.
You are truly a cat lady.
But no, like, you can have the Egyptian Sphinx, and in Shayna's pavilion, you could have the Greek Sphinx. So
that would be fun.
A meeting of the Sphinxes.
I would like to see a properly Sphinxen? Represented African
Sphinxi.
Like actual countries from Africa like that would be nice.
Yeah.
That would just be awesome. Some sort of vague notion of Africa.
We got Morocco.
Not just drums and
they have drums. Come on.
Drums and Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's like 3/4 of their culture.
Yeah, did you ever see The Gods Must Be Crazy?
They just left out the machine guns.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that just called Harambe?
No, that's a gorilla that got shot.
Yeah. Oh. That's a meme.
That's just an internet fad. Come on.
That'd be timeless.
Oh.
Then fanboys in 30 years can be bitching that the meme ride is gone.
But in 5 days, they'll be like, this meme ride is old.
It can just be screens. They can just update it. It'll just show the tag post. Tired of this meme.
All right.
Dick butt the ride.
Stupid dick butt.
What if during or in the Egyptian pavilion you were mummified?
And just left to die? Well, I guess you had to die first.
You would be dead if they mummified you.
Not always.
Well, that's where we'll put all the dead bodies.
Don't they like pull your organs out your nose or some shit like that?
Yeah,
they stick canopic jars.
Something up your nose and they swish it around and
yeah, fucking wire whisk.
Yeah.
How would that even happen? I mean, everything's not connected, so how do you just pull it and pull it out?
It's a hell of a whisk.
It grabs into your spinal cord.
You'll show me things, Danny.
Allow me to demonstrate on Jake.
Wait.
Great, I can't see pictures of ducks with half beaks, but you're going to demonstrate mummification.
Can we just mummify the duck?
Good.
No,
it's only got half a beak.
That would be so cute. Yeah, but we could make it look like it had a whole beak.
A duck mummy. A dummy.
And that's a show.
Monkey?
And that's our show, everybody. Hey, you've been listening to Mickey Mutineers. That's Fonzie.
Oh.
I'm Jake, that's Josh, that's Annie, that's Jordan, that's Shayna, as always.
The fuck was that sound?
It was the podcast we just did.
No.
The listeners thinking that same thing. Somebody end the show.
What's that
fuck
sound?
You.
End it again.
Fuck you.
End it again.
No, I'm done.
Oh.
Wait, but then which one of you is the murderer?
Josh.
Wait.
What?
That would be Jake, but Jake is Jordan. But I'm Jordan.
Exactly.
Holy shit, guys. Oh, my God.